Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double-teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
What happened to our music?
I fucked up.
I mean, it's never ending.
Try blaming Shannon.
Shannon's not even here, Dylan.
I meant to try the soundboard.
I mean,
blame Shannon.
That works.
It works at least. Dylan, you know, when it's not even a funny bit anymore to like have the production staff be terrible at their job. It's the worst bit. It is the worst bit that's ever been done in the history of fucking podcasting, and I hate it. Now, I will not, like, Shannon's sick today. It happens. These things fucking happen, okay? People are going to get sick. But we have Dylan and Harrington in studio as our production staff. And it's just the first thing. First thing. All you got to do is come out and have the fucking music ready. You think they would just, they, you know what, dude? Today's the day. We're going to make sure we have everything ready to fucking go. Everything ready to go. And we don't. We still don't have the music playing. I'm, like, waiting for it right now. You know? All right.
Just stalling?
Yeah, I don't
just vamping.
There we go.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. I hate him. What am I supposed to do, Dylan? You're on thin ice. It was a bit for a while. You know, at one point, it just says it's not a bit anymore.
I love that shitty rap rock just puts him back at his level, though.
Yeah.
Here we are.
I gotta say, there's something that really, this kind of music really speaks to me. It hits my, like, teenage, like, years of that just fucking...
Yeah, I mean, one of those necklaces that are
Dylan,
just silver
stop
balls.
Stop throwing stuff.
I didn't have that. Didn't.
Stop just throwing stuff up on the fucking screen. Okay? I don't know what fucking emails are open. I don't know what the fuck... No, stop talking until I fucking tell you to talk. Do not speak on that fucking microphone. Get control of the fucking ship. If you start pressing buttons and shit starts fucking coming up on that screen... And we have to fucking delete something from this podcast. I swear, and Dylan, I swear to God, it is the last day you work here. I swear to you. This is not a fucking game anymore. This is a fucking big show. It's not a fucking bullshit, faggot, fucking horse shit, little bitch show. That's not what the fuck this is. This show is a big fucking show now. This show is, it's fucking twice as big as Legion of Skanks was when Legion of Skanks left Kumia Network. You know that? That's where we're fucking at right now. We need to start fucking treating it as such. Okay, don't treat this show like it's some fucking asshole show. And I'm not going to trust that you could fucking do things with Are You Garbage or all these other shows if you can't simply do a fucking intro on this show correctly. That makes me really nervous to have you in charge of other shows. Say nothing. Say nothing on this fucking microphone. And I'm not going to start my show every week getting mad and being in a bad mood and being shitty to the fucking staff. Okay, if you what you need to say is, dude, I'm not ready to produce a live show. Let's pre-tape in case any mistakes are made, and then we fucking come in 2 hours early and we pre-tape it. That's what we have to do, because the fucking audience isn't gonna get the shit product. Do you understand? So this will all be lobbed the fuck off from the beginning of the fucking episode. Good, more work for you guys. I don't give a shit, and you're not giving it to somebody else either. This is your fucking work. Good, good. Just understand that. That's not the way my fucking show goes from now on. Next fucking mistake on my show, person, nobody, you're being fired from the fucking network. Not from this show, not being moved, not being suspended for a fucking day. You're gone.
I just spilled my coffee on
purpose. Free! Free at last! Free at last!
I don't know what else to say. It sucks. It puts me in a fucking shit mood every time we have this fucking horse shit show. This is a great show. Okay, and it puts me in a fucking bad mood, and no other producers are going to fucking say it like this. Everyone else is just going to sit there and go get annoyed and not do the show that they should want to do. And if you're doing it on my show, there's no way you're not doing it on other shows. It's absolutely impossible. It's impossible because I'm a cunt when it happens. I know that these other people aren't cunts the same way that I am. So I know for a fact if these mistakes happen on my shows over and over and over again, we have mistakes happening across the fucking board. No more fucking mistakes. Simple as that. Not everyone makes mistakes. No more on my shows. No more fucking mistakes. Rerun the intro.
This is all getting cut from the episode,
this is all being cut
from the episode. Make you feel better?
What?
A cookie.
I can't have any cookies. You fucking asshole. Oh, why? I get what it is. Let me restart the intro.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double-teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
It was better.
It was an improvement.
Yeah.
It's firing off an intro. I mean, here's my problem is like I just went off in this like speech where I was like, I'm gonna fire you if you make one more
five
mistake.
Minutes. A 5 minute speech.
I mean, it couldn't have been any more serious. I was, and I really meant it. But I really meant it like there's no way like it's gonna happen today.
There's a question now about your real ass dude.
This is my problem. It's like
you said, and there's certainly people in the live stream that heard you say that. So now it's like only the diehard hardcore fans are.
Well, now we have to leave that other part in the show because I can't out of context just fire him like a psycho.
It would be like if in the Full Metal Jacket, in the middle of the drill instructor yelling at them, somebody giggled.
Yeah, exactly.
My problem is, does he not have the ability? That's the problem. Yeah, and this is the
meat
problem.
Is it on you? Like Bar Rescue, is it on you as an owner?
I think he has the ability. I think he's just a nervous Nelly.
I don't need nervous Nellies. I need people that are, like, I can... Here's what a producer does, okay? A producer gets the best out of their artists, right? This is what they do. This is the way it works, okay? So a producer... We had a conversation with a great artist yesterday that we're hopefully going to be bringing onto the network, who I fucking love. People are going to be very excited about this. But when I'm describing what our producers do, it's like, no, our producers enable you to come in as an artist, feel good that like, holy shit, I have all of that side of it taken care of. But then even beyond that, they sort of push you in directions where they're going to really get the best out of you, right? They maybe recognize something in you as a creator and they go, oh shit, he doesn't even realize how funny he is during this. And it's their job to sort of help facilitate all of that. This is why a great producer on a show is as important as a great host on a show. And this is the difference, I believe, with Gas Digital. It's why Legion of Skanks and all these shows, we do such a great job here. It's like we are constantly challenging each other. We're constantly upping the ante. We have production meetings every single week. What is this show doing? Why is that show growing? Why did that show's numbers go down this month? It's a lot. People don't realize what they're getting with Gas Digital. It's not like all these other fucking networks. We really put a lot into these shows. That it's the opposite effect. And I don't want to give Dylan a speech. And I'm going to move on. I'm not going to fire him right now because I need to move on and start the show.
Ooh.
But Dylan, you're getting the worst out of me. This is not good. People do not want to see this side of me. People like when I'm fucking silly. They like when I'm in a good mood, maybe a little drunk or on cocaine. That's what they want out of me.
So if you're going to produce something.
Produce some fucking cocaine, Dylan. If you would show up one day.
As if this day could get any better.
Yeah.
Just one day with a little bit of fucking cocaine, we would probably excuse some of the other horse shit. I don't think we've ever fired off that intro right. Maybe twice, ever. It's always like a fucking something's like.
Even with Shannon?
No, Shannon lets him fire off the intro. It's a whole to-do. It's a whole to-do.
I think Shannon's great. I like Shannon.
I love Shannon. Shannon's a great producer.
And Alex, while we're
running. Shannon, who's mysteriously sick after going to the beach.
What the fuck happened? Where is Shannon?
Mysteriously sick with who knows what.
What type of sickness? She did describe the sickness, right? Did she have corona?
Did she go to one of those beach parties?
She was fucking drinking White Claws. Uh-oh. Like a white bitch.
Uh-oh. Let's see. Shannon.
What if White Claw brought corona?
Oh, shit.
I feel like those timelines match up.
That is true. Yeah, nobody was talking exploded. About White Claw or Corona before last fall.
Yeah.
Shannon says, good morning. I got dizzy and started shaking, and it took 2 hours to pass. That's not a sign of corona, right?
No, I don't think so.
Good. All right. Dizzy and shaking? No, I don't think people get dizzy and shake. It's like a flu. It's like a strong flu. I've been saying this since day one.
700,000 people.
I still stand by this. What, Zach, or whatever your name is, Harrington?
Loss of smell.
Hold on. Whoa.
Zach Harrington. That's not a
loss of smell, dizziness, and rash are among the symptoms of COVID-19 that people may miss.
Still don't have the smell back.
Rash, loss of smell. Can she smell?
Dizziness. That's a big one.
I don't know. We haven't got an update on that.
Find out if Shannon can smell.
Text her right now. Do you smell?
Do you smell? Wait, no. Can you smell?
I like mine better.
Yeah.
Can you smell? There we go.
What the rock?
We're going to find out right now. Look, we actually have a great show planned today. I was excited to do today's show. I'm in a good mood overall. We had a whole show planned, okay? And then as I'm on my way in, no, I shouldn't say as I'm on my way in, while I'm home this morning, something was brought to my attention, okay? Uh-oh. I get up at like 6:30 in the morning every single day, you know, do a little rounds, check the Twitter sphere, check the Reddit sphere.
Lewis is a 68-year-old white man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, make sure there's no kids on my lawn.
Yeah, he's just in a fucking wife beater and heart boxers at 6 in the morning, puttering around,
with
fixing
the newspaper
things that,
and Cheerios.
Fixing things that aren't broken.
Yeah.
I went out to my new home yesterday in Jersey, and it was during a hurricane. I stood on my front porch, and I went, I like it. Yeah. And then there was all these like sticks and fucking things from trees falling into my yard, and I was like, I gotta go clean that.
Yeah, yeah.
There's nobody else. There's no fucking Mexican guy that works in the building that lives in the basement.
The one that lives there.
Yeah. The one he owns it now.
It's fucking crazy. I'm gonna tell you right now. It's pretty interesting to be like literally. I was like, I gotta go pick up that stick.
This is the first ever hurricane that got a Hispanic guy home.
Yeah. Now, do you think you're gonna be outsourcing a lot of your help if you need like repairs and things? Because
you're
stretched so thin as it is with time.
Yeah, no. I'm not doing any of that stuff. I'm hiring a cleaning lady, hiring a local hot babysitter.
It's gonna be Harrington in a different outfit.
Yeah.
Consuela Harrington. Tiffany Harrington.
I'm going to, you know, probably a person to help me build out my at-home gym. Very, very excited about my at-home gym. It's coming
together. Gunther Harrington.
Just for the rest of the episode. Harrington.
So I got up this morning, checked the Reddit sphere, and something was brought to my attention. And I want to talk about this in a certain way.
Uh-oh.
And I'm going to tell you why, okay? Because I almost feel like I want to extend an olive branch. I don't actually fucking care. I don't care about this at all. And I don't even know if Mike Feeney knows.
I don't know what we're talking about. I am Mike Feeney, by the way. How are we doing?
Mike Feeney's here.
Irish Goodbye Podcast.
Irish Goodbye. Go join the thing of my viewers.
That's on your network, so do a better job promoting it.
All right, whatever, it's fine. So, Jake Flores.
Oh, no, what now? What
you
now?
You don't even know. This is delightful.
Buddy.
This is delightful.
Okay.
This is delightful. This is delicious. This is lovely.
Oh, great.
This is delectable. This is delirious.
This is Delia.
This is Delia. God damn it, Zach. All right, fuck it. Why not? Zach will snake. Okay, so.
I want to get ahead of this, too.
Uh-oh.
And say there's nothing wrong with this. And you literally said to me, prior to events that just happened, let's not talk about it.
Yeah.
Let's let it go because I don't want to be a shithead about this.
Okay, so Jake Flores has filmed BDSM, like, cuck-shaming porn, like where women punch his dick.
A humiliation.
They make him eat his own cum.
Wow.
And it's out there. It's out there. And it's real. I mean,
and there's nothing wrong with that. By the way, all videos that I would peruse.
I got no problem with a guy who eats his own cum. Do what you got to do, doggy. I don't care.
Get yours, dude. Get that
I don't
nut.
Care that you did it on camera. I don't care that you fucking, like, it means. It
How
means
was the quality? Was it a professional?
Professional. This is a real deal. This is like, yeah he needed the money. Okay.
Right.
And he probably likes to eat his own cum, which is fine, too. Technically, it's fine.
Either or. No, it's shame.
Fine. People were sending me this morning. I saw it on the Legion of Skanks subreddit. I thought it was funny. I saw that I went to his page to see if anybody had commented on him. Nobody had yet. And I saw a few days ago he posted something about Legion of Skanks. He was like,
DHS to create a file.
Yeah, how do I get the DHS to create a file on Legion of Skanks? And then I responded to him, but just to him. And I said, show them a video of you eating your own cum. That's as far as I was going to take it.
Yeah, that was it.
I was like that, you know, that was it. And even then, I was like, I'm going to probably delete that comment because I don't actually give a shit. Do you? Wasn't going to talk about it on a show.
In fact, you give him a lot of airtime.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. That's the point. And it doesn't really fucking matter. People do weird shit. I have friends who are into weird shit, right? So why am I going to shame this guy for being into some weird kinky shit?
And we have other friends that have done sex worker videos.
Yeah, I have a friend who fucking is on OnlyFans, who makes a lot of money, who fucking shows her butthole. I got a lot of, like, who cares? Do what you got to do to make some cash. It's your body, you're right. From a purely philosophical standpoint, that's the way that I feel about it. And that's why I was like, I'm not going to fucking shame the kid for doing it. I'm not going to talk about it on a podcast. Because, but he put that comment about Legion of Skanks, so I couldn't not respond. Mm-hmm. But then, even then, it was just to him. I didn't, like, subtweet him or quote tweet it. And I was like, fuck it, whatever, I'll leave it alone. I even talk about it on my Twitch stream, which somebody tweeted at me, the clip. It's sort of bad audio, so I won't play it on this show. But you guys can see on my Twitch stream, I say that, because they bring it up on my Twitch stream. They're like, oh, you're going to talk about Jake Flores? And I was like, yeah. And I allude to it. I don't even say it on the show. I was like, yeah, I'm going to leave it alone. People are into weird kinks. If I'm going to defend Louis C.K., for say you people are kink shaming him, essentially he's into weird shit, he likes, you know, jerking off in front of women, that's like the weird shit that he does, and I chalked it up to that, why am I gonna fucking shame Jake Flores for being into this fucking weird shit, or, you know, for the next person? I genuinely don't give a fuck. I have friends who suck tranny cocks. I have friends who get into fucking really weird shit. Okay. Yeah. But then I go on Twitter. Can you pull up Jake's Twitter rant? This psycho, this absolute psychopath.
Well, Mike, here's the good news. He decided to get ahead of it.
Oh, okay.
It's absolutely batshit crazy. So he...
To out me.
He goes, hello, internet. Today, the Legion of Skanks have decided to out me or cancel me or harass me or something by disseminating a femdom-style porno video I made with a friend of mine who's a sex worker and a fantastic lady. In the video, I eat my own cum, 10 stars would go again. Now, he's just tweeting. Nobody said, from Legion of Skanks, nobody said anything. We haven't put this on. I didn't put it on the subreddit. This apparently was put on the Cumtown.
I think they have a forum, maybe their patron. I don't know.
The Cumtown forum.
But what I read was that Shane, it was from a forum. Yeah.
It, like, literally, it was all of these subreddits. These fans don't like you, Jake. The reason they don't like you is because you constantly go at people that they fucking love and respect, and you try to make a name off yourself by attacking other podcasters. He mentions Legion of Skanks. If you just type in his name in Legion of Skanks, weekly, he just mentioned something about us. I ignore it because people tag me all the time. I ignore it. I'm not trying. I don't really give a shit. At this point, he's just obviously, he has a fucking mental illness. He has an obsession with us and what we do.
He's hungry for attention.
He is hungry.
And thick white attention.
Starving artist, they say.
I also want to say something wildly embarrassing, is that I just realized when you pronounced it that it's femdom.
Like, not femdom?
Yeah, I was like, oh, femdom. Like, you know, females and like...
Femdom. Like a female
like
kingdom.
Like fandom, but femdom.
Oh, no. I assume it's femdom, feminine domination.
Yeah, of course. That makes significantly more sense.
Yeah. All right, so keep on pulling up his tweets. He goes off on a rant here. No, nobody on Legion of Skanks has mentioned this. Nobody has fucking posted this. Nobody's saying anything. Nobody's got the fans to attack. The fans are sending it at us, and we're ignoring it.
By the way, let's also note, this is like 9 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, yes. Yeah, this is an hour ago.
Yeah. So,
no pun intended. This is a tough load to swallow at 9 o'clock in the morning.
So he goes, I don't understand the point that is being made by doing this. Luis Gomez Luis is Jake literally Gomez. On film sucking Robert Kelly's dick. Presumably something funny would finally come out of his mouth. Obviously, we're all degenerates. Okay, so that, I mean, no, it was a fake dick. It was a dildo. Granted, it's embarrassing, and I have to explain this to my son one day.
Right.
It's awful.
He's on the other side of the glass. Let's bring him in. No, let's have that conversation today.
We're gonna leave him, okay? But look, yeah, that's something that as a young comic I did that I am embarrassed of. That sure. I am going, God, I have an 8-minute bit about it where I talk about the implications that it has created in my life and how I'm going to have to break this to my son. The only thing good that's come out of me sucking Bobby Kelly's fake dick, a dildo, on a podcast was the fact that I have a few minutes of okay stand-up out of it, right? That's the only positive. So believe me, you're preaching to the choir. What I did was pretty embarrassing, but it's not real, Jake. You are literally eating cum. You're literally lapping up cum on camera for whatever reason. Dude, look, once again, I wouldn't even give a shit. I wouldn't even go at this guy for this if he wasn't, if this wasn't the person that he is. So do you, but you can't put that in the same category. You can't, I mean, even the fact that there's fucking women there, there's just something so... I mean, it's just so dehumanizing. There's just a, for the rest of your life, there's a fucking, just a gif of you lapping up real cum on camera. Did you have to eat a cookie too? Was that it?
Yeah, it's like going to the dentist.
Trying to make
drink.
Jack jealous. Yeah. Fucking. I mean, by the way, Zach would do this.
Yeah,
there's probably 100%. The same video of Zach out there. I would never shame him for it, but Zach's not a little cock sucking pussy.
Well, hold on.
Yeah. This kid just talks shit nonstop. You're like, well, how do I not come out and start talking shit about him? Now, I'm not even going to show the video on this show.
Well, we definitely shouldn't because it's probably copyrighted material because it's a clip.
I don't really even care if it's copyrighted material. They could fucking file a DMCA copyright claim all they want. I could blur out his face and fucking whatever. We could change the video a little bit. There's ways to get around that. I won't do it because I'm actually trying to be above it. I'm actually trying to be a bigger person here. I just wanted to give this perspective on this because I think it's sort of funny. Read the rest of Jake's tweets because he keeps on going on. Secondly, I don't give a shit, obviously. I've been traveling and talking about doing poppers and eating ass for the last 10 years. This is as advertised. I made it because it was funny, it was hot, and I was hungry. This is still an incredibly cruel and sadistic thing to do, but luckily I don't care. When I was a teenager, my sexuality drove me to be suicidal. But now I'm an adult who is secure and self-respecting, and I have a much better reason to want to kill myself, like the economy. In summation, if you're a man and you're afraid to eat your own cum with a woman, you're basically gay. It's 2020. Sorry for being cooler than you, you Gen X losers. Why don't you go watch your music video or something? So go pull the comments back up, because I want to show the craziness of this person.
Yeah, I want to note that this
is a mentally ill person.
I thought he was older than... How old is he?
I think he's like 35. Go up.
So Gen X.
So these tweets, I mean, they're a little bit crazy here, okay? First of all, to go back to the Robert Kelly thing, something funny to come out of my mouth. I mean, I'm not even a good comic. I'm an okay stand-up comedian, okay? I shouldn't shit on myself because people, I gave out, and you guys can go watch my special, Louis J. Gomez Presents Louis J. Gomez, for free right now on YouTube. I gave it out, and a lot of people are like, dude, why are you shitting your comedy? Like, it's really good. We really love the special. It was one of the best we've seen in a long time. My standard of comedy is very high. So I'm comparing myself to Attell and Patrice and fucking, you know, the best of the best. And I will always sort of compare myself to that. And I will always pale in comparison to those guys. So I'm shitting on myself. You know, since I started in comedy, I've always just sat at a fucking table with the best of the best, the funniest people in the world, even on a smaller level where they're not like world famous comics, but guys like Big J or Nate Bargatze or Kurt Metzger. I mean, these guys, when they were starting out, I recognized how funny they were. I was producing shows and putting these guys on because they were just incredible. And I've always sort of held myself to a higher standard. So when I shit on my stand-up comedy, it's really because I'm shitting on, you know, I was also always just taught that, you know, you're supposed to think you stink. Dave Attell walks out and goes, I suck. And he just killed. And you're like, what? And Attell's like, yeah, I'm a hack. I should kill myself. You're like, what?
What a fun disease to have. being able to give the joy of laughter to everybody and never being happy once.
Yeah, dude. Like, seriously. I was like, no, there's nothing original there. Just smoking a cigarette. It's like, yeah. Goddamn. So, but like that, that's sort of the school of thought that I came from. It was never like, you know, in LA, I think these guys are like, yo, I'm hot shit. Look at my sneakers. I got a nice car. You're like, okay, well, that's fun. It's like everyone is like, it seems like everyone in the LA comedy scene is trying to get on Ridiculousness. Right? It's like they're just all auditioning to be on that fucking heck ass show. So, whatever. I hold myself to a higher standard. Now, while holding myself to that higher standard, you know, Jake, nobody in the world would think that Jake Flores is a funnier stand-up comedian than me. So for him to attack my funny. I mean, that's just like crazy. Jake, you are a very, very, very low-level stand-up comedian. Compared to other low-level stand-up comedians, we're talking about, like, horse shit. I watched this guy perform. It's bad. I watched him on the roast battle. Bad. No fucking presence. No jokes. No substance. No connection. Like, there's just nothing. I should quit stand-up comedy. I've said this for a long time. Anyone who's as good as me and below should quit, okay? Including both of you. And he's one of the people that should be fucking first. Gone. On the chopping block. But keep on looking at his tweets. Let's unpack some more of these tweets.
So, yeah, so the fact this went from Cumtown Forum, Matt and Shane Forum, to the Legion of Skanks Forum.
Yeah, you can look at the timeline.
And literally, somehow, this is your guys' fault.
Yep. So, secondly, I don't give a
shit.
It's
like you guys broke up with him.
Now, the third tweet in a row, as he's frantically tweeting. So, secondly, I don't give a shit. That's not true. This is what a crazy person is claiming, as they're in the middle of unwinding on Twitter and blaming people for sharing this and blaming people for doing this. As he's unwinding on Twitter, he's pointing out that he doesn't give a shit. It's so obvious that you give a shit. I've been traveling around talking about doing poppers and eating ass for the last 10 years. This is as advertised. I made it because it was funny. It was hot.
It's hard.
I was hungry.
It's hard to have a five-threaded tweet that...
About how much you don't care about something?
Yeah.
No, he doesn't care. Luckily, he doesn't care. It was hot. It was cool. Next tweet. This is still an incredibly cruel and sadistic thing to do. Whoa. Where are we going with this? This is anybody reading this should be looking at this like a psychopath is talking. This is a dangerous person. Okay? This person is I'm just saying it's an illness that this person has. To come to Twitter and publicly
and
do this.
And the only cure.
Back to back, I don't cares.
This is still incredibly cruel and sadistic thing to do, but luckily I don't care. What are you fucking tweeting for? It's just a back and forth. So are you the victim? Do you not care? Are you too cool for school? Do you like eating cum? Who gives a fuck? Or are you the victim now? He does the same thing by putting the other girl in the first tweet. Go back into the first tweet for one second.
Oh, that he's friends with a sex worker.
I'm friends with a sex worker, and she's a fantastic lady. So what he's doing, this is what a fucking psychopath, and this is a bad person. I'm going to put this out there. It's a bad person. He is using a human shield right there. What he's doing is he's taking this girl and including her to say, oh, look, if they're shaming me, they're shaming my female friend who's also a sex worker.
They're shaming me. They're bad people.
He's using her as a human shield. This person, his friend, should be going, motherfucker, don't include me. I didn't want to. This person should be going, fuck, dude, don't mention me. Don't fucking say anything about me. I don't want to be involved in your weird back and forth comedy battles. Which, by the way, all of his friends have left him. Nick Mullen, all these people that used to hang out with this guy that used to think he was cool, they all say, oh, this guy's just unhinged now. He's fucking changed. Apparently, he used to be a cool comedian. It was funny. Keep it back up, please. Don't make me have to keep on asking. So
trending.
So go down. This is incredibly. I don't know. When I was a teenager, my sexuality drove me to be suicidal. But now I'm an adult who is secure and self-respecting. So in the same sentence, he's letting you know that I'm suicidal. But now I'm also an adult and self-respecting. I have a much better reason to want to kill myself, like the economy. In summation, if you're a man and you're afraid of eating your own cum with a woman, you're basically gay. It's 2020. Sorry for being cooler than all of you. Nobody cares about it's almost. It reminds me of Sex Past Seth. In this, nobody cares that Jake eats his own cum. Nobody really even cares that he did it on camera.
To be honest, and I said this before, if this was somebody we liked, this would be funny.
Oh yeah.
If it was, let's say, Ian.
Yeah.
This would be hilarious.
It'd be hilarious.
And then we would give him a noogie and go, get over here, you little cum eater.
Yeah. That's that. Nobody would care. Jake, your problem is, like, I wasn't even going to mention this. I wasn't going to watch it on Legion of Skanks on Monday night. But, I mean, what am I supposed to do? If he keeps mentioning me, there's no other course of action.
I feel like he's winning because you keep saying, like, I'm done talking about him, but then he does something to annoy you where you give him the first 28 minutes of your show.
No, I think people are enjoying this breakdown of... I think people are enjoying what we're talking about. I'm still pulling punches. I'm a nice guy.
Okay? If we didn't talk about this, I would have made more 85 more cum cookie jokes.
Yeah. I mean, Jesus Christ, dude, he's lucky. I'm a nice guy. I mean, there are people that like fucking, like we had those fucking those assholes on, those trolls. Yeah. You know, they would fucking make a cartoon about it for the next 6 months. Red Bar would make a fucking song, and it would be 2 years of Red Bar TV.
Red Bar would be selling cookies.
Yeah.
He'd be selling vanilla cookies. Red vanilla Bar chip
cookie
cookies.
Shop t-shirts. And I'm a nice guy. I'm holding back still. I need it to be pointed out that I've grown and I'm mature, because I need to. I don't have the desire to shame Jake Flores for being this fucking weirdo is not greater than my desire to look in the mirror every day and go, you know what? I'm not actually a fucking bad dude. It's not awful. You know, there, and this is this how, you know, I've grown to a certain degree as a person. I'm a father. I have things. This is just sort of like, it's a little eye rolly, but it reminds me of Sex Past Seth, because once again, nobody cared that somebody accused Sex Past Seth of some flimsy fucking, he was accused of being a weirdo, right? Nothing crazy, nothing physical, no real assault, nothing like that. But it became funny to mock him for it and to trash him because he's such a cunt to the comedians in our circle and to the fan base and just a very condescending. So Jake, when you spend your time trashing the Legion of Skanks fan base regularly, just talking shit about the fans and talking shit about us, when something like this comes up, the first thing everybody does is they throw it in your face. Nobody cares.
Which I mean, sounds fun.
But nobody actually cares. We've all done stupid fucking things. We've all done fucking, you know, on camera, the dumb, crazy shit we do, whether it's to be funny or for whatever reason, right?
Like, or to be provocative, anything. Yeah, I mean, for our own enjoyment.
Look, he got paid to eat his own cum. There is a difference.
Do you think he did?
Look, if he did it just to be funny, if we did a bit on Legion of Skanks where you had to eat your own cum at the end of it and one of us was on camera lapping up our own cum while some chicks were punching us in the dick, it would
be
still,
a great episode.
It would be a great episode, but it wouldn't be as bad as doing it because you needed the money.
Now,
doing it for,
I actually,
doing it because you think it's hot.
Well, he's saying
one, I feel differently. I feel he did not get paid because that he made that video with his friend.
I was just going to say,
I think he said that. I think he got paid. There's no way that's too high quality.
He said that it was a sex worker friend who. It feels like he was helping her out.
Maybe.
Who knows? But regardless,
he's not getting
there's nothing wrong with.
He's not paying. Getting paid scale, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't, you know, I don't really have much else to say about it. He'll see this video. He watches everything. It's so weird. Like, Jake is like, he's such a psycho. He said something after the whole situation. I forget exactly what it was. Oh, that's right. He said somebody's going to get Real Ass Dude of the Week. He said that, and I was like, wow, Jake, you listen to Real Ass Podcast. You're not even like,
yeah.
It sounded like he had to listen to this show. We don't do Real Ass Dude of the Week every single show. We don't do, like, we do it, you know, once a week, if that. Sometimes we don't even get to it, right? So this means that he listens to this show enough that he knows it's a regular occurring bit on this show. It's not even like Legion of Skanks, which is a really big show. Believe you me, huge show. This is my smallest of my shows. The most, probably
intimate.
The most hardcore following. Realize fucking dudes and dudettes and gomets and gomites out there. They don't fuck around. But that's how crazy he is. He comes out and he listens to entire episodes of our show. That's crazy. If you don't like somebody, why would you do that? I mean, I know for a fact he did that. You would not know Real Ass Dude of the Week. It's not over. We don't put a clip out of the Real Ass Dude of the Week. This is not, you have to listen to this show, and you'd have to listen to it enough to know that it's a recurring thing to even make that reference. People don't realize, like, I could be a fucking detective. I know what the fuck's going on with Jake. Jake has an obsession with me, a real obsession.
And to find out that's not even close to the funniest thing about him.
Yeah.
It's absolutely crazy. It's crazy. So, you know, good for him. I wish him well. I don't care or think about this guy at all, but every day, just a new tweet, just some little fucking shot. Like, dude.
What if you muted him like you did Nicole Arbour?
I blocked Nicole Arbour.
What if you block him like you did Nicole Arbour?
No, because it doesn't bother me enough. I blocked her because she's dangerous. Yeah, I blocked Nicole Arbour because she's playing a different game that I realize that it's just you don't.
She's
you
smart.
Don't
she went from you and then went up to Ice-T.
Yeah, you don't play that game with Nicole Arbour. Yeah, she's.
He really does look like practice for if you're going to get in a fight with Ice-T.
Warm up on Lewis, throw some punches, and then you're like, "All right, Ice-T, let's see what you got."
Yeah, dude, I blocked her because the game she was trying to play, I was like, "Oh, the volley!" Like, I couldn't compete. I couldn't hire a team of editors. I couldn't hire a social media staff to be deleting comments. And like, I was like, oh shit, that's a different game. Whole different game. It's not like you're going, you know, head to head with Mike Calta or fucking battle it out with fucking somebody on a podcast. You have a dumb fucking internet beef with Jake Flores, right? She has like a completely disconnected, I don't even know if she's ever at her computer doing it. She is a completely disconnected from any emotion. I mean, she has videos where she's pro-feminist, anti-feminist, pro-black, anti-black, women's rights, anti-women's rights, you know, and it doesn't matter. She's literally going, I need clicks, cool, delete anything that disagrees, got it, all right, I'm going to be over here just drinking, have fun. And it's just a game, like she's just collecting money off of clicks. And I was like, oh, if I engage with this, I'm just lining her pockets with money. She is provocative to be provocative. And it's very interesting to see. When you have a video on YouTube, if it has 80% thumbs down, but it still has got 10 million views, you get paid on the views. You're not getting paid more because it's favorable. You're not getting paid, you know, less because you get the, oh, well, you get thumbs down. That may be a good system. YouTube should maybe implement that. That might be something that's kind of cool, that sort of encourages people from financial means to post content that people are going to like and not just post horse shit that's just going to try to be provocative and try to troll people, right?
That's a slippery slope, though, because what if you're posting something that's like true and then you have a fan, you know, some fan base of some the other side of it that goes and thumbs
of course it's just, but it's interesting, right? So you see that, and once I realized that and saw exactly the game she was playing, and I went, oh, I'm getting fucking beat up here, like I'm getting just, she's just fucking on my face, and I'm getting like angrier and angrier, and I'm really emotional, I'm connected to it, I'm going, I have no problem with women, I like women. I'm crazy. Like I said, I'm like headbutting the table.
I'm brown, how can I be racist?
She's not even looking at the computer, she's not even involved in the conversation.
She's already moved on.
Nuts. She's literally editing another video at that point. I'm going like, oh, okay, I gotta disconnect. And sure enough, 3 days later, it was
impressive. Even when Ice-T was like retweeting her, it's like, ah, she won.
No, she got it. That's all you need. The more people that see her, and then you know.
But she's also not doing like comedy or something, right? Where she has to like go out and do a live audience. Like, she doesn't have to have fans. She just needs to have clicks.
Doggy, I love her.
Smart.
I'd fucking marry her today if she came back. If she'd only come back into my life. She'd only come back. Baby, come back. You could do it all again. Ruin my life. Just got to get to those sponsors. Do, do, do. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Yeah, she was cute. She was cute. I get it. Do it all over again. We think I'd fall for it again. She's like, I'll come back on. We'll just be friends.
100%.
Let's see.
Everyone around you could be going, don't do it.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, no, man, she's changed.
No, doggy.
No, doggy. I swear to God, she's cool now. Oh, shit. All right, guys, real quick, let's talk about Cushy Dreams, which is an incredible sponsor for this show. If you don't know, Cushy Dreams makes high-quality, smokable CBD bud. It looks and smells like the best weed you will ever smoke in your entire life. It is hand-trimmed. It is grown in California and Oregon. And it's, you know, the attention to detail is probably the real difference here. But it doesn't get you high. There's no THC in this. This is all CBD-rich, which means it's designed to help you heal. I smoke this in the morning. I don't like smoking weed in the morning anymore. It makes me very tired by the time the middle of the day happens. I smoke a little bit of CBD in the morning. Instantly, my anxiety is lifted. Having some inflammation issues in my foot right now from training. Love the fact that I get to smoke this, make myself feel better immediately, heal myself immediately. And we're going to give you a pretty incredible discount. If you want to give it a shot, give it a try. Okay, it's 100% legal in 50 states. All you got to do is go to cushydreams.com. That's cushydreams.com. And use the promo code RAP20. You save 20% off your entire order. Smoke your CBD because you can. CushyDreams.com is the website. And go support them because they're such an incredible sponsor for this show. All right. Where were we? All right. So let's see. What else is going on here? Those are all the things I had to talk about in the beginning. Let's get some plugs out of the way. Fuck it. Let's do that. Let's go. Mike Fiendog. What's up, baby boy? What do you got to plug?
Hey. Isn't there usually music to this?
Yeah. Please, let me just...
You can listen to my podcast, Irish Goodbye Podcast, or check out at I Am Mike Feeney on all social media. Check out my YouTube special, Rage Against the Routine, available right now on my YouTube channel, Mike Feeney Comedy. Subscribe to that. And thanks. Appreciate you. I also, if you guys are like Luis J. Gomez fans who like to watch him on Twitch, I also started streaming. So, NY Freshmaker. It's Hell usually yeah. me, Shuli, Brendan Sagalow, and Ian Fidance, who just screams the entire time.
Yeah. That's very it. Cool. Thanks. Very cool. Zach Amico.
Check me out on Instagram at Zach Is Not Funny. You can check out my other podcast here on the network, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, Fridays at Midnight, Comics Talking Shit While We Watch Movies, Catalyst Wrestling every Saturday morning here on Gas at 11 a.m. And last plug, finally, if you are in the area of, I think it's Lahontan, Pennsylvania, I will be at the Mahoning Drive-In Theater this Friday and Saturday, the 7th and 8th, for the Troma Dance Film Festival. 3 movies a night, a live podcast, bands. It should be really, really fun. $10 a night. And you can sleep over at the drive-in if you want to do both nights and party with me for 2 days straight. Come on out.
That'll be awesome.
Very cool.
I also just forgot, if I could throw this in there real quick, Comics Mohegan Sun headlining August 20th to the 22nd. So
awesome. First weekend there?
First weekend headlining, awesome, dude. Baby. Congrats, I started with you hosting while you were headlining the off nights.
I know.
And I was featuring for you on the off nights.
That's why I got to give respect to comics, because you know, people like to talk shit about every comedy club that they're not working and every comedy club owner that doesn't book them. People love to shit on people. But those guys have sort of an old school way of looking at things. You go there, you host, you do that for a year or two, then you start featuring, you do that for a year or two, and you get a couple credits, and they go, cool, we'll headline you now. And it's rare now in the comedy scene, I feel like, to sort of work through that system. That's a very old, when I started comedy, that sort of was the plan. Like, you know, you start hosting, then eventually you get 25 minutes, you start featuring, and then you get a couple credits, and you have the relationships with these clubs that you've been going to for a few years, and you can headline. And so good for you, and go check them out. I really do enjoy that club. Hopefully I'll be back there soon. If they're headlining you, I'll get me back soon.
All right, let's not, you could have just lobbed off that last part,
yeah,
but all right.
Yeah. You know what's up, guys. GasDigitalNetwork.com is the website. You get every episode of the Real Ass Podcast, Believe You Me, Leisure to Scan. Irish Goodbye Podcast, fucking Zach and Miko's Midnight Spook Show, Jamie Josta Show, Tommy Dreamer Show. I mean, we have 22 incredible shows here on the network. It is, there's not a better podcast network in the world. We're going to be adding another one in the next couple weeks that I think you guys are going to be very, very excited about. I really, really love this person, and this person is a great guest on all the shows that he or she comes on. So very, very excited to have this person joining the network. Also, guys, I got some live shows coming up. First one you should be coming to is August 13th. This is next Thursday, Zach?
Yes. The Soul Joel Comedy Festival.
The Soul Joel Comedy Festival.
Oh, I heard that's
Festival.
Great.
Next Thursday night, myself, Dave Smith, co-headlining. This is going to be in Royersford, Pennsylvania. Yeah. Zach Amico, special guest, feature act. It's going to be one hell of a show, guys. I'm going to tell you right now, we're going to party afterwards. So make sure you guys go grab those tickets right now at the Soul Joel Comedy Festival. Let's see. Is there a website for it? I'll put in the link. Do me a favor. Put the link in this episode on YouTube and everywhere, because we got to sell some tickets for that right now. So make sure you check out me and Dave Smith and Zach. My YouTube channel, go subscribe, youtube.com/LuisJGomezComedy. My brand new web series, Luis J. Gomez Fight Journal, premieres this week, this Sunday night, late night. You guys can get an inside look at my entire return to combat sports. Jason Ellis, Ellis Mania 20, supposedly happening sometime early this year. We have both agreed that even if a fight doesn't happen in Vegas in front of a large audience, we will do it in a gym on pay-per-view for everyone to watch. So this is happening. This isn't like, oh, we'll see what happens. No. Worst case scenario, him and I will get together in a cage. It'll be, if we do a cage instead of a ring, that'd be fucking crazy. Locked in a cage with Jason Ellis, who, by the way, I'm very nervous. He's now training while he has a broken knee. He's training. I'm like, what are you doing? You're supposed to be sitting around getting fat for the next 3 months while I'm secretly training behind your back and getting better and more fit and ready to fucking party. Now this asshole is going to be fucking training with like a weight vest on. He's got one leg. So when his leg's better, he's going to be like, oh, all right, mate. Now I can do anything.
You know, there's a yellow legal pad right now at Lewis's house, and it says, number one, have someone break his leg, and then it's crossed out in red marker.
So please go follow me on my YouTube channel and follow me on all my social medias, all that other stuff, and my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. Been killing it lately. If you guys have Twitch Prime or any of those things, go subscribe. Put a little cash in the rattlesnake's pocket. Why not?
Season 5 of Call of Duty just came out today.
I know. My updates are being done right now.
It's fucking crazy.
Couldn't play this morning. I heard you can go inside of the...
In the stadium. And there's a train.
Oh,
and I heard tanks too.
Tanks. Yeah. Okay. Well, I don't care about the tanks. Yeah. I don't care about the tanks. I care about the
inside
stadium.
The stadium.
The stadium's huge.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a massive area.
It's just gonna be a free for all.
Oh yeah, that's gonna be Tilted Towers. Oh no.
Watch out.
Why is he here?
Did somebody mention eating cum?
Ladies and gentlemen, Ian Finance!
Punching me. Why is he
we
here?
We talked about it last night on my Twitch stream about how I'm doing a real ass podcast.
Drink your cum if you want to. Drink your cum, it's okay. But if you drink your cum, well, sir, I think you're gay.
In finance, everybody. Oh, we talked Why about not? It on the stream last night. We were like, Ian goes, should I crash Real Ass Podcast? And I go, do it, because Lewis will be pissed.
No, I won't be that pissed. I love Ian. Yeah. It's not a bye, guys.
Well, for now.
I really like this new song, though. If anybody wants to record
you
entire...
You can drink your cum, put it on tape, and it's your prerogative. It's a free world. It doesn't matter.
So Ian's up to date on the whole episode as
well. Even watching, he's not.
Yeah.
He has no idea. Yeah. This is just
wait.
He sings every morning. You can eat cum if you want to. My name's Ian Finance. Yeah.
It's his self-admiration.
I just thought we were just saying first thing that's on our mind.
Yeah. Oh, buddy.
Ian Finance, thank you for joining us. You are, so we did talk about this, and we did not show the video because I'm trying to be a bigger person.
You should be a bigger person.
I am being a bigger person. Good. I'm not going to kink shame this fucking weird homo. But is that
well,
something
you kind of just did?
Is that something
continue.
That you would do? Would you eat your own cum? Would
no,
you eat your own cum?
I do not like cum.
Of any kind.
Of any kind, and when it gets on my belly, it's gross.
Even
what about
own,
in it?
Even my own.
Even your own belly.
I do not like it.
You
don't think that's
closer.
Weird? When you cum on yourself, it's
I've,
gross.
I've eaten my own cum one time. I didn't eat it like that. I didn't like fucking, you know, I didn't Jake Flores put a fucking napkin in my fucking thing. And
a knife and fork?
Yeah, just fucking ching, 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 ching.
I will
Could
say,
I have some Grey Poupon?
when Ian walked in and Lewis just goes, oh no, why is he here? Right.
I was going to come into this song.
Go ahead.
Ah.
Hell I was yeah. gonna really just and I was gonna really just like come in it.
I did it all for the ookie. Yeah, the cookie. Yeah. So you can eat that ookie.
Put it on the internet. Yeah.
What? Huh? To eat my cum. It was delicious. I loved eating it because I'm a weird homo.
kink shame.
Well,
sorry. That in and of itself is kink shame.
That's musical comedy. It's not kink shaming. We're doing
it is parody law, so you can't get in trouble.
Yeah.
But it is kink shaming.
Ian,
yes.
Did you ride 40 miles on a bicycle before you came here?
Yes.
Okay.
Why? Can you smell me?
I can smell you from here.
Oh, you do stink, dude, you fucking stinky bitch.
I know.
Stink.
God yeah. damn it, Ian.
What?
Stop stinking so much.
I don't wear deodorant. It's a free world, baby.
I mean, everyone in the racist live chat is just sharing the video.
The racist live chat.
Licking his own cum. I mean.
Yeah, but dude, so what?
That's fine.
Who cares?
Did I give the promo
That's
code?
That's what we talked about.
Use the promo code yeah. RAP for a 14-day free trial.
Yeah,
you did. You did give the code.
Yeah, you shouldn't kink shame him.
I'm not trying to kink shame him.
I think
What's
you would
the
be
take
impressed.
In here?
You would be impressed with how mature we were
oh,
about
good.
Discussing it.
I was very, very.
Yeah,
I was.
Up until
I was
that song, we were doing
impressed.
Pretty well, I think.
Yeah, you really set me off, Ian.
Shit.
I did it all for the cookie. The cookie.
So, what else is in the news?
I don't even know.
Anybody get
raped?
We
moved on. We were on a whole other subject.
No, we weren't.
We just got done with plugs.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, but let's talk about the next thing. You have a whole docket there.
I do have a docket. I just don't want to talk about anything else except for Jake Flores eating all that cum,
he's
dude.
Pissed.
He's eating all that cum.
You wouldn't eat your own cum?
I tried
you
it
had.
Once. I did try it once.
Yeah, so
I, yeah, but it wasn't eating. I went.
Yeah, right. Lewis is back on his shoulders like he was stretching before a football game.
Dougie,
just
I
aiming it right in.
That's not true. I one time, literally you, once ever in my life. Now a few times I've shot it directly into my mouth like a carnival clown.
Your head just exploded from the water.
Yeah, yeah.
The balloon blew up.
He gave himself the saddest prize.
So, because I moan.
Well, you make out with the air first, so your mouth is already open.
Do you ever do that? Do you ever, when you get into your, do you ever, when you masturbate, do you ever get so into the fantasy that you start tongue kissing the air in front of you, like, and grabbing her ass a little bit, doing a little finger in the butt?
No,
like, I do a lot of pantomiming during my masturbation.
Oh.
Yeah, pretend we're in a box.
Yeah, yeah. You're pulling a rope out. Pulling a rope out of her ass.
Pulling her intestines out of her body.
Jumping rope.
Yeah.
No.
You never do that.
Uh-uh.
That's not something. Feedy? I feel like more people do this, and they don't want to admit it because it's a little bit embarrassing, but enough people have admitted that they do it. What?
More people do that than you'd know.
What, eating their own cum?
Mm-hmm.
Regularly eating their own cum. I had a girl try to snowball me once, and I headbutted her directly in the nose.
What's snowball?
That's a true story.
When
that's
going to jump in your mouth?
That's gonna haunt me. No, she just threw a snowball at me, like a playful little thing. Yeah. You want a battle, bitch?
The snow was covered
Let's
in blood.
Go! No, that did not happen. These are jokes, everyone. This is the other thing that happened, like with Callan and D'Elia, since they got canceled. And I once again, I you know, we don't know what the fuck happened there, right? But what they do is they go and dig up all the jokes that people make, like, over the years, like, just, or little comments, or just moments where they have a conversation where, like, and there's just so many of those for me. It's just me being, like, just right there. It's like, then I headbutted the bitch with the pizza. If I ever get accused of headbutting a bitch, I mean, it's on fucking video. I say it a lot.
Well, they should put warnings before podcasts now, like Jackass.
Yeah, warning. You know,
yeah, warning.
These guys are rapists.
Yeah.
You
warning.
Are supporting
this one
rapists.
Guy is a rapist. Yeah.
Warning, the best one will be dead soon.
So, yeah, look, I got no problem with cum eating. I got no problem with anything. It's a little bit of a kink thing. How many times have you eaten your own cum to know that you don't like it? Because you said it like you've tried it and you prepared it a few different ways.
I've sauteed it.
Tempura.
He treats
his cum is too hot.
He treats cum like he's Bubba Gump.
You can fry it.
You fry
grill it.
Fry it. Grill it.
Cum scampi.
Bake it.
Cum fried rice.
Cum on a bob. So you've tried
a handful.
And you've tried
times.
You've tried cum.
No, just a handful.
Just a handful.
Just a handful just one time.
Handful. You eat it like Winnie the Pooh.
No, it's gross. I don't know. Every like time that. It gets on me, I'm like, ugh. It's gross. I don't like cleanup.
Now, can we ask you this though? This is an important after.
Well, you're going to ask me, so why?
Well,
you
I'm asking count? Everybody, but I'm saying like instead of if you masturbate when you come, are you doing the thing you did when you were like a kid and like coming on your stomach or belly and then wiping it off, or are you coming into something for quicker cleanup?
Coming into something.
Lewis?
I'm sorry, I missed the question.
When you come after you're doing all this stuff, are you coming onto yourself or into something?
What I do is I lay down a towel or a t-shirt on my stomach, but I lay it from like my chest down to my stomach.
Why not just
like
wear
a dentist
the t-shirt?
Smock.
Yeah.
Because then you have to take it off.
Yeah, that's kind of
and that
silly.
Could be precarious.
Yeah, but you take your shirt off, and I've done that. I've just been like, all right, it's cum directly on my shirt. You pull it off, and you smear cum all off your lip.
Yeah, okay. And then you feel silly.
This is a man who doesn't cum on a shirt that he's wearing, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
Then you look like when Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah. You smear cum across your entire face with that method, Feeny, and I've made the mistake before. That's okay. Fair. So you don't want to do that at all. You want to, and also you want, especially if it's a shirt you're going to wear again, you need to turn that shirt inside out because, you know, to be honest with you, that cum is going to sort of be there forever.
Well, I was going to say, it's going to just spackle it.
Just go in a tissue or trash can
Well,
or toilet.
Sure. That's what I was. What
in
I
a
was...
tissue or a trash can? You stand above a trash can and cum into a trash can?
Yeah. I mean, it's a dumpster.
Metaphorically.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
You've never come into a toilet?
I've come into a toilet. Yeah. Because I had a
but then the second
I had a
living
girlfriend.
Hits...
So yes, obviously I've come into a toilet before.
The second hits a toilet water, it just becomes like it doesn't go. It
looks
gelatinous.
Like a,
yeah, it's like jellyfish.
Yeah.
You do a double leg,
egg.
A double leg, like a squat where you do wide legs, point dick down, and just and it's actually a satisfying sound of the. Come hitting the toilet bowl in water.
You kind of look like a dog when it's humping the air when you take the pillow away.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
So, yes, I've done that before. That's not ideal, though. I
don't think a t-shirt is ideal. You're burning through shirts.
I don't typically do t-shirts.
Why do you think he started podcast?
Yeah, right? He started just a merch company.
Merch pump cum alone.
Oh, pump. Now I get it.
I have a few cum towels that I have.
Really?
Yeah, specific towels that I have for jizz.
How many jizz is in them before you wash it?
I do my laundry every 2 weeks. My cleaning lady comes every 2 weeks and does all of my laundry at once. And I don't differentiate like, hey lady, those are cum towels, be careful. I'm just like, clean it all.
Just hurry up, Mr. Gomez, and it's a completely stiff towel.
Yeah.
It's drywall. Wait, do you think we'll ever stop masturbating?
What? No.
So we're going to be in our like 60s and 70s jerking off.
Maybe.
Oh, I don't.
Maybe.
I mean, I guess it's, I feel like at some point, if you're in your 70s or 80s, it's going to be like the amount I need to take a Viagra, and then it's like,
got to get a new cum.
Do you have the stamina? Your shoulder might get separated pulling on it. Like, there's so much injury risk goes way up the older you get.
Dude, my great uncle was in his 90s, and the guy that took care of him went to go see him, and he had a sock on the door because he was fucking a lady.
Hell yeah.
I would try to, I mean, I feel like you'd try to fuck before.
No, I bet you got nothing to lose. You got all day, too. Think about what you do on your day off.
I'm going to simply buy hookers all the time. All the time. I'm not even going to pretend to try to date. I'm not gonna, what's the fucking point? I'm hoping when I'm old, like I'm like rich, like really rich, and I'm going to blow it all on just hookers. Anytime I want to fuck a chick, pop a blue chew.
That's what they're going to call him, Papa Blue Chew.
Bang some hooker, that'll be that. You know, or you might not have any libido at all when you're that age. I have no idea.
I don't think you have a libido. That's the problem. You don't want to have
My
sex.
Libido's higher now than it was when I was younger.
Jerk off till it goes away.
I like today, and maybe it's because I've been in long relationships for a long time, but now that I'm single, I definitely have a much higher libido. I definitely, you know, want to have sex more.
Because you're on the prowl. And you're also not having it nearly as regularly. So you're sex.
No, I am.
There's no way. There's no way you're having,
having
sex as much
sex
when you're
having
sex
now than I was when I had a living girlfriend, for sure. Unquestionably.
I wish I didn't know that was true.
Yeah, without a doubt. Without a doubt.
Yeah.
I really wish that I could go, I don't believe, I 100%
That's not crazy.
Believe
when you have a living girlfriend, you know, just you start to, it becomes
I'm just thinking of the amount of energy you have to put in to have
Surprisingly
sex.
Little for him. He's got, he's, no. They come to him.
I got a few chicks that, you know, we just... Got one chick who's trying to make me like her.
But that's
leave
the thing.
Me alone, bitch.
It all turns. You
hot
at
bitch.
Some point, you know, you get
it's crazy. They like they at one point you're like, oh, I fucking like this girl, and then she told me she hooked up with somebody else, and I was like, oh, that bothered me. That shouldn't have happened. I was like, get out.
Why don't you date her, Lewis?
No more dating.
Why?
I got to just be single for the rest of my life, guys.
No, you should date her. Find love.
No.
You deserve love.
I don't deserve love.
You deserve a human cum shirt.
She's not human. I should have told you this. All right. So, let's go. What else have we got here? Some of these are not great. Let's see. Some of these aren't great. Yeah.
All right.
Plane overloaded with coke crashes before it takes off. A small plane leaving from Papua New Guinea was supposed to be heading to Australia, but never made it there. The plane was reported to have been carrying $80 million worth of the drug, weighing 500 pounds. Or kilograms, sorry. Or about the same weight as a horse. According to the police, the plane had already flown illegally into the country at a low height to stay under the radar.
By the way, I'm just laughing at the idea of a horse amount of cocaine. That's how they describe it.
The Australian Federal Police alleges greed played a significant part in the syndicate's activities and cannot rule out that the weight of the cocaine had an impact on the plane's ability to take off.
So they allied themselves with coke.
Yeah, they did.
That's definitely an idea you come up with on coke. Yeah.
Like, fuck it.
Dude. All the coke. We're getting it to Australia now.
Yeah, it's like, but we have a horse full of coke. And they're like, no, it doesn't matter.
Two trips? Fuck that shit. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I got it. One trip.
Oh,
yeah, it's a small plane, too.
Yeah, I wouldn't put a horse on that plane.
No.
Not at all.
Damn.
Do you think there's no way that all of that cocaine made it back to like the authorities?
Dude, there's no way most drugs that get seized.
I mean, they have to. Why wouldn't you? If you were like a cop, you know, like, look how much cocaine that is. Like, wouldn't you just go like, just fucking pull out a handful?
We've already seen.
That's the 7-5. You see that documentary?
No, I didn't.
On those cops in Brownsville in the 80s?
I heard of this,
they used to just steal drugs and deal drugs and then run protection for the drug dealers in the neighborhood as long as they broke them off a piece.
Wow.
And
it's like American Gangster.
Dude, I think it's on Netflix. It's a great documentary, The 7-5. It's wild.
Yeah, I would watch it. That's cool. I like that that show Snowfall. Have you ever seen that? It's fucking excellent. It's so good. I think there's a new season. Is a new season starting? Dude, it's fucking excellent. And there's never a show. Like, you know when you watch like an old-timey movie and they smoke a cigarette? You see like Humphrey Bogart smoking a cigarette. You're like, that looks great. I want to smoke a cigarette right now.
Yeah.
All it is, like the first 5 episodes of Snowfall, you're like, dude, I want some fucking high quality cocaine right now.
There's been documentaries I won't watch because of
that. Oh, yeah. But then by episode 6, you realize that it's about the crack epidemic in the 80s. And then by episode 8, you're like, I want some crack.
Yeah.
Right now.
So I feel when I watch the movie Blow, I'm like, oh boy, what a great, even though you just, if you lob off the last 25 minutes of that movie, you're like, God, what a life he led.
The other times I've taken a line of Blow and been like, that's some disco shit.
Yeah.
I'm a fucking loser.
One time I watched this video of a guy eating his own cum, and the whole time I was like,
that's some disco shit. Oh shit.
No, of course all the coke didn't make it back. Just know that somebody's ever asked me to pick up weed for them, by the time it gets from where I was to you, it is not the same amount in that container, ever.
Not at all.
That's shitty.
Yeah. Is it or is it a fucking walking text?
That does seem a little that does seem a little out of character for you, Zach. Yeah, I feel like if Lewis said that, I'd get it.
Yeah, that's something to get your ass beat.
It's called
right?
pinching it, and obviously you pinch the fucking bag of weed if you're picking up your weed. That's your tax.
Yeah.
Or my uncle bought me my first bag of weed ever. My uncle Raymond is a paranoid schizophrenic, and he used to buy us weed because we didn't know where to get it from, and he would just pinch his nephew's bag of weed, like his nickel bag of fucking shitty weed.
Yeah, but that's different because he's also buying drugs for his nephew. So I feel like that is like, you know.
What's the difference? He's buying drugs for his buddy.
I mean, you just preface it with paranoid schizophrenic. Used to do this thing that I do. It's normal.
Yeah, if I buy ecstasy for people, I put it in my mouth and I swish them around a few times. You don't want none of that shit.
Why does this have brown speckles on it?
Okay, so let's see. None of these are good.
I mean, how about that fucking explosion?
Did you see that?
I didn't see the explosion yet. This is on the notes.
Are you kidding?
Whatever.
How'd you not
see it? Oh, you haven't seen it?
All right, so a factory.
If you don't pull up Jake Flores splashing cum on his face.
The explosion.
Oh, like a Dove commercial?
Yeah. No, they're in Beirut. There was a fucking. First off, there was a fire at a firework factory.
No, hold on. They first said firework factory.
Is it no longer that?
Now they are being coy about what it was. It may have been a stash of explosive material that was...
ammonium nitrate.
Confiscated.
Mm.
And at first it was an accident.
Maybe some C4.
And now they are possibly saying that it was act of terrorism.
Maybe.
No. I mean, look at the...
Maybe a claymore? Dude, maybe some claymores?
Watch all of the... Hey,
some fly UAV
proximity
over
mines,
there.
Baby.
Proximity mines? Yeah. Who knows? Who knows what's out there?
I heard cannot it was wait a Semtex. To get home.
Helicopter.
It was a bunch of Semtex?
Yeah.
A bunch of frags?
Yeah.
All right.
But
that's how I describe this table.
What's crazy...
Three frags and a bisexual?
Yeah. There's a multitude of different angles taken on this, and every single one is completely insane.
Let's see.
So they're saying it's an
watch
act of terror.
Oh, this one's so far away. This is the furthest one away I've seen.
World Star Hip Hop, your source for news.
Whoa.
Okay, just hold on.
It's the shockwave of it. There's a crate. Yeah.
So there's number one and number two.
Oh, this one is the one.
Whoa.
Watch.
Did anybody get hurt?
Over 100 people are dead, for sure. Dude, it blew out. Look at this.
They have not
It blew out windows and flipped over cars for miles. That's how hard the shockwave was.
Poor fucking people.
There were people that were showing like they lived in like an apartment, and it was just gone.
Leveled.
Like all the amount of glass alone that probably killed
people.
So
they're saying it was a firework factory at first?
At first, firework factory, and then they've kind of... And I don't know if that was just the, you know...
I read something you said it was a stash of chemicals that the government was warned
nitrate.
About.
That
was
yeah.
like, you have such and such time to get rid of this, and they didn't, and then it just kind of...
And then whatever that
thing.
Fire was...
So was it, hold on, was it a military attack?
No, they're saying there was that fire at whatever that building was, and below it was that ammonium nitrate or whatever the fuck, and then it caught that... And exploded everything.
It's like, we really should have built this firework factory on top of this ammonium nitrate
this
supply.
Highly explosive chemical.
And then I don't know what the title would be. Somebody who's a leader over there said something along the lines of like...
Sultan?
Yeah, whatever. The Shah. It was like, whoever is responsible for this will be brought to justice. Implicating that there was some nefarious things going on.
Oh, no.
Okay. All right.
I mean, it's brutal, dude. Those shockwave videos are just
there were pictures of people.
And it happened at their port. So.
Oh, which is their major source. It's like their whole economy is based on that.
So they're so fucked.
Dude, listen, this is the first.
They can't get food supplies. They can't get water. They can't get anything.
Yeah, the first thing...
No, they need...
Can't get fireworks.
An outdoor comedy show.
Can't get ammonium nitrate.
This is the first thing that I woke up to. This first sentence, two massive explosions, quick succession, killing at least 100 people, wounding thousands in a country already dealing with a coronavirus outbreak, a collapsing economy, and a political crisis.
There was videos of people literally walking around, like, head to toe covered in blood, like, on their phone.
Wow.
Like, people have... They said the hospitals are, like... You can't get in.
They're just in the
because
street.
It was
too
all
packed.
Of the glass. Like it's it flipped over cars miles away. That's how big. And in that area of the port, it's all high rises.
I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist,
but
I mean, come on.
A mushroom cloud
overrun hospitals. I gotta see a video.
Yeah, that's the part. I don't know
that that's true.
Corona, come on.
Who would you rather be? A citizen of Beirut or Jake Flores this morning? Tough.
What a way to wake up. That must be a real motherfucker.
You know what sucks for all of the Legion of Skanks fans in Beirut right now that want to be enjoying the fucking Jake Flores news, but they're fucking having to fucking scrape their family members off the street?
Oh. Either that or... It really, really brightened their pretty dark.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, they had a bad morning, and then they're like, you know what? At least Jake Flores eats his own cum. This isn't as bad. It could be worse. That's a good way to put it.
How did somebody find that?
Well, it was a big explosion. It was huge.
Yeah.
Cameras.
Yeah. It's a mushroom cloud. You see?
Sorry, world star hip hop.
You see it from miles away.
It's just crazy how many people happened to be filming that at the moment that it happened too. It was crazy.
Well, it was a studio.
What happened, Harrington?
Well, the fire started way before, so it looked like people were filming
fire. It looked like a big fire.
But that one on the boat, that dude that's on a boat, imagine how fucking terrifying, because in the video where they're on the boat, you see the shockwave coming in the form of, like, you know, all on top of the water, and you're like, well, I'm in a fucking little tiny, I mean, that thing just probably got thrown.
I don't know where Beirut is even at in the world. Don't tell me. Don't tell me. I'm going to try to guess. Can you pull up a map, a world map?
Oh, God.
And I'm going to try to point out Beirut.
Well, right now it's the big hole.
So start with the continent.
No, that's the Grand Canyon. Never mind.
Yeah. Start with the continent you think it's on, and then go from there.
I don't even know what continent. Like all those middle. Here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking it's in the Middle East somewhere.
Okay.
And I don't know what continent the Middle East is on.
Okay. This was drawn by a 4-year-old.
Okay. So if I could even point out the Middle East here.
Okay.
If I could even find the Middle East on this map.
Think about it.
Much less Beirut in the Middle East. All right, so there's Africa. Okay, there's Africa for sure.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah, that's Africa for sure. That is.
You can probably do this by process of elimination.
Okay, that half of the map, goodbye.
Yeah.
Zoom into the right half of the map, please.
Okay.
Okay. Africa off. Lob that fucking giant that giant toe looking thing. Goodbye.
There's a clip.
Okay. Right there. Love that. Love that. Love it.
Africa, off.
Chop it off like it's a clip. All right. Now we are, this is becoming a problem.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Hold on. I can find Italy. I got to find a boot. If I could just find... All right, there's Italy right there. No, Italy's not right above Africa. That's impossible.
Oh, yeah. It explains a lot, my friend.
No way. Is that...
Oh, Louis.
Is that how close Italy is to Africa? Impossible.
Yeah. Why do you think Sicilians explains are so dark? So much.
No way. I mean, Africa and Italy are touching.
Yeah.
Yeah, you really, know how they feel that, about that?
Yeah.
Is that...
Now with my daughter...
Okay, all right. So, you, that's Europe right there. Okay, uh-huh. That's Norway, Sweden up there, right? I got that. All right.
What's the one jutting out?
Stop. That's the East. That's Asia. The middle of the East would be this entire midsection. You see that right there? That that little dump? That's water? Now I'm looking at it like backwards, like I can't tell what is like the negative in the book. Yeah. I was like, is that an
island?
Well,
this is a terrible picture to go off of. There's no country lines. You need
Notice how we're not going to make fun of you about this because we're all going, I don't know.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to guess that it is 2 inches to the right of that piece of shit thing, yeah. And then up.
No, that's got to be Russia.
Right.
That's all Russia.
Right, that's Russia, buddy.
That's where I am. That's where I am. That's where I'm guessing. And I'm going to say Beirut's in Russia.
That's...
How close was I? Show me where Beirut's at on a map.
You're closer to Sicily. If you said the Italy line, you would have been closer. Right there.
Oh, that's where I said?
So you said to the...
Where did I say?
You said to the right
Kazakhstan.
Of that?
There. Oh, Kazakhstan. That's pretty fucking close.
You know what? I'm not going to...
All things considered, I did a pretty fucking good job there.
That's true. Yeah.
That's like...
I'm not here to judge.
That's like, like Rhode Island to New York. It's okay. It's not that bad. Pretty goddamn close.
Can you Google the distance between Lebanon, Beirut, and Kazakhstan?
Can you Google the distance between Africa and Italy so Lowe's mind can be blown?
That is crazy how close Africa is to Italy. I didn't realize that. I don't even want to go to Italy anymore. I feel like you could just look at those Africans right there.
About 5,000 kilometers, Feeney.
Okay.
Okay, well, we're in America.
500 miles. How many miles is that?
Thanks. Oh, somebody wishes they went to college.
Yeah, I will convert that later.
Right. Can you give me my Texas Instruments graphing calculator, please?
He just writes boobs on it.
Fucking sick of it.
3,100 miles.
3,100 miles. Wow. Ooh, I would have thought a kilometer was almost the same. I thought it was like a meter and a yard. I thought we were way closer.
Dude, wasn't even close.
Yeah.
Italy's 2,000 from Africa.
2,000 miles from Africa?
Sicily is?
I wouldn't walk 2,000 miles. And I wouldn't walk blum, 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 blum.
So there's no way Sicily is almost as far away as Beirut to Kazakhstan as Sicily is to Africa.
Yeah, it was 2,000 and 31,000, wasn't it?
No, 3,000.
Yeah, that's true.
There's
Italy and Sicily. Italy and Africa.
This big.
We're right there.
It's Sicily in the top of Africa. There's not a chance. That's got to be like a couple hundred miles.
96
miles. Where did you get?
Oh my God!
You probably wrote South Africa because he's a moron.
Well,
96 miles. And then what Eric did say?
96 miles. You could
2,013 kilometers.
That's Long Island. That's out in Long. That's not even the Hamptons. That's how close it is.
Am I the only one whose mind is blown that Africa and Italy are 96 miles apart?
Yeah,
Philly, it's 99 miles to Philly, right?
Yep.
Which is what they call Africa.
I mean...
Have you not seen True Romance?
No.
Literally, there's a big speech in it because they make Dennis Hopper and Chris Walken, and he's making fun of him for being Sicilian, which is the island closest to Africa. And saying that the Moors from Africa came to Italy and raped all the women. And then he looks at him and goes, you're an eggplant. And then Chris Rock goes, you're a cantaloupe, and shoots him.
Okay, I like it. My mind is blown right now, and I want to thank you guys for letting me know the proximity between Africa and Italy. I don't really have much of a desire to ever visit Africa, but I've always wanted to visit Italy.
Italy's great.
Have you been? Where'd you go?
Yeah. We started in Rome, then we went down Amalfi Coast, which is all like on the water. One of the most beautiful things. It's like one of the seven wonders of the world, I think. And then, yeah, we went to like Sorrento, Capri, all that other shit. Every single meal I had was the best thing I ever ate in my entire life.
Wow. Yeah, and I love some good fucking food.
The food is unbelievable.
Great beaches, nice weather.
Yeah. My expensive? We met. Not really. Not like it's
getting there is the expensive part. The flights are expensive.
But not now, dude. You can get there for $36 essentially.
Well, we're not allowed.
But you can buy it now and use it next year.
I'll do that right now.
Yeah.
How much
do
is it
to pull out your card
for a ticket to Italy for me and my son? Because I take him on a Father's Day trip every year, and this year we were supposed to do like our big first international trip, and we couldn't. And Italy is one of the places that I really want to go.
Awesome.
I know he wants to go to France and. He's mentioned a few different things.
France is nice, but Italy is like was definitely better for sure.
That's incredible. So yeah, we'll see what's up. Yeah, I never wanted to go to Africa. Is there? I don't really have much of a desire to go to any Asian countries at all.
My entire I want to go is based on the toilet situation. I don't want to go anywhere where I'm afraid I'm not going to fit on the toilet. So most places, but like Asian countries, toilets too small.
I don't really have much of an interest in China.
Godzilla!
They said when like
they unleashed Mothra on you?
When old-timey wrestlers used to go to Japan on tours, they would like couldn't fit in. Andre the Giant used to shit in the tub and throw it out the window.
Wow.
Like in newspapers, like a dog.
I couldn't, I don't have much of a desire to go to China. I would like to go to Japan, though. Japan looks like it's pretty, the food's great. There's, like,
I just
a very
picture you towering
culture.
Over crowds of people.
Yeah, I just see everybody for miles.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to all come down to what my son wants to do. Like, if he wants to start, you know, that's what I'm sort of excited about, because I've never really had much of a desire to do any, like, cultural things while I'm on vacation. So when I go on the road, or even not vacation, on the road, if I go to just wherever, right, you know, Phoenix, Arizona, I am just in the hotel, to the club, back, maybe to a bar or a restaurant, but like a spot, and I ask all the locals where to go.
Yeah.
You just are fans, so they're losers. So they always pick some fucking shit. Like, we're going to go drink in the parking lot at McDonald's.
Yeah.
they're never at like a cool place with hot chicks. It's always like, it's like, oh, this place is great, dude. Nobody ever comes here. It's just us. And you're like, all right, now I'm just sitting here with this weirdo who's like doing Big J's impression of me to my face for 2 hours.
Oh.
It's like, all right, this is my life now. This is goddamn awful.
I signed up for this.
But when
one time we did a show, there was a kid that came to tell us he didn't like the podcast, but he was a big Cumtown fan, and then proceeded to follow us around from bar to bar for 3 hours.
What?
And stand there and not talk to anyone.
It was crazy. It was fucking crazy.
Jesus.
When I bring my son with me, you know, I get out a little bit. We'll go to a museum. We'll go to a zoo, a park, a fucking, you know, cultural thing. It gives me the excuse. And then I end up afterwards appreciating it way more than I would have ever appreciated. So it's such a dad thought, right? Mm-hmm. Just such a dad sort of.
Well, mentality. You're getting the great childhood you didn't have.
Yeah, but it's just, it's like nobody ever fucking really, you know, nobody really cared about that as a kid. Like, I never really cared about it. I'm not sure that he cares about it that much. But it's such a funny, weird thing where I'm going like, yeah, I'm watching my kid at a museum, just sort of take it all in. I'm going like, this is great. Well, what's next on the list? It's
right.
Fucking
it's great.
Very, very bizarre that means anything. Where's the weirdest place you visited, Ian, in terms of like country or whatever?
I just went to Europe in the fall. And I went to, I really love Norway. Have you ever been to Norway?
I heard Norway's beautiful, but very expensive.
Dude. Yeah, very expensive, but beautiful. I mean, it is just, like, you go on these fjords, on these boats, and you just climb. They have these trams that go up to the top of mountains.
Trannies? That's why you went there. You thought they were trans?
Yeah.
We go mountain climbing with trannies?
I got to the top of the mountain. I was like,
Rico!
That was her name. Yeah,
Norway was great. I loved it. You got to go. The fish there is perfect.
Yeah.
It's just, they just, like, catch it. Every restaurant's, like, on the water. They catch it and just cook it. Delicious.
That's cool. Yeah, I would do that maybe. I mean, I got to travel more once things open back up. That's the one thing that I'm sort of upset about is the fact that I can't do anything or go anywhere.
Yeah.
You know,
I usually have a thing of going to one new country, one new state a year.
Yeah, just and do something new.
Yeah, it's not insurmountable if you plan it far out. You know,
if you book it right now, 280, you can go to Rome round trip.
It's crazy. When Father's Day?
Next Father's Day, yep. Rome round trip, 280 each.
It's so cheap.
I should do that.
That's so cheap, dude.
It's actually
and they're also like 100% refundable.
Yeah, so if it doesn't happen next Father's Day, I can just...
Then you'll get a big windfall of cash.
Is Rome cool?
Here's the thing about Rome. Rome is nice. It's the most New York City-like place, I guess, in all of Italy. So it does feel very city, and some parts of it are like dirty and shady. But, I mean, there's the Colosseum there. There's fucking museum. The Colosseum is sick, dude. You fucking stand in that place where you're like, dude, people got torn apart by lions right where I'm standing. And they would just invite. It was like kings and everything, the fucking Caesars. These people like would give it to poor people to be like, here's like, we're giving back to the community. Come on in and watch these people get torn apart for entertainment.
Yeah.
It was the original fucking UFC.
Yeah, that's that'd be cool. Like, I think he would get into that. Maybe another year.
And dude, what's the other? Pompeii was insane. When you walk around, you're like, this was an entire city.
That's in India.
No.
That's Bombay.
I know. Exactly.
It's Mumbai. A gin. You're
now Feeney's making up stories. Yeah. Well. I didn't realize that.
It's just crazy being like, I'm in some... Because that's the thing about America, right? We go to like Philly, we go to Boston, we're like, look at this! This cobblestone, it's 400 years old. Yeah, and then you go to this and you're like, oh, I'm standing in somebody's living room from 2500 BC.
Yeah.
It's crazy. People were very short back then.
Yeah, I think all of that stuff, like, I'm excited about it coming back. I'm excited about, like...
Oh, Pompeii's not coming. That's...
Yeah, I have a terrible breaking news for you on that. There was an earthquake and then a volcano and it was real bad.
It's over.
Those people didn't even have time. Imagine dying of a fucking volcano, which you think it'd be like slow magma where you're like, can you just get out of there? But yeah, no, they all got fucked immediately.
How does a volcano kill you?
The volcano exploded with such force that it immediately blacked out the sky, like the sun, and all of... They said it was like thousands and thousands of pounds of ash fell on everybody. So all the roofs collapsed and just everybody like got like frozen in fucking place. It's insane, dude. It was a full city.
But it was an instant death?
Instant.
Remember on South Park?
I'm sure
they had the
some burns. People suffered.
Alive, remember had the lava, the volcano drills on South Park? And it was like, just duck and cover. And then the volcano erupts and they duck and cover. And the lava goes over them and their bones just float away. That was the fucking best. Dude, I read an Uber fact the other day about South Park that I guess Seinfeld was a big fan of the show back in, I guess, whatever season, like season 5 or season 6. He was such a big fan that he offered to do a voice for free for South Park. And they said yes. And then they gave him a non-speaking role, Turkey Number 2, on their Thanksgiving episode. And then he turned it down.
I think either Brad Pitt or George Clooney are a turkey.
That's
on South Park.
Yeah, yeah. Like, but I think
it was George Clooney. Maybe somebody.
What a baller ass move to be like, yeah, Seinfeld, you could have a non-speaking role. You'd be Turkey Number 2. And he's just like, what? What happened?
Yeah, I also feel like he's not offering his like voiceover services to many people. I'm sure. No. I don't think he was on the... Was he ever on The Simpsons?
Dude, it doesn't matter. It's so funny. It's such a baller fucking move to be like, yeah, fine, we'll do that. It's so funny.
It'd be funnier if in that episode they had a Seinfeld character that Matt or Trey voiced while making him a turkey.
This is like the definition of like funny, in my opinion, right? Like, and this is why I'm not as funny as Matt Stone and Trey Parker. It's the being, you know, seeing like, oh, Seinfeld, like one of the greatest comics of all time, wants to bless our show. Like, I would be too just like enthralled with that. I'd be like, whoa, no way, to blatantly disrespect him and to say, like, the blatant disrespect of Seinfeld is so funny. It's funnier than him doing a voiceover. It's just, and I don't think that they even were like, oh, fuck him. I think they just realize how funny that is. It's genuinely hilarious. It was like when Harrington on Legion of Skanks, when we dared him to unplug T.J. Miller's pinball machine at the creek while he was playing pinball. And it's like, we don't actually dislike T.J. Miller. We think T.J. Miller's great. You know what I'm saying? We liked him to be on the show. But it was really funny to see if we can get Harrington to fucking go up there and look at him in the face and be like, sorry, dude, and unplug the machine.
Yeah.
And he did it. And I'm sure, and T.J. Miller, I think, hates us now because of this exact fucking thing. No, he definitely hates us. T.J. Miller hates us. Oh, yeah. Somebody tweeted at him being like, would you ever do Legion of Skanks? And he's like, I have, and I will never again. That was his response.
Because of the pinball thing?
I think, well, yeah, because I think...
Well, he's had a tough couple years.
He said to somebody else that we're bullies.
Well, here's the thing. He thought the pinball thing was funny, but then going out and live streaming calling him a bitch, I don't think he liked
it. Oh, you called him a bitch?
You told me to do something like that. Oh, I don't know.
Jesus.
I was like a weekend.
It's
Harrington was trying to prove himself. I was trying to make the bit work. We were trying to, you know.
Yeah. You called him a bitch.
I don't remember exactly. It was something along those lines, though. We followed up with it, and I think that's what he hit.
That is fun to call someone a bully while then later calling, like, the FBI on a person on a train. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's just fucked up.
I had no problem with fucking T.J. Miller. T.J. Miller, actually, a little known fact, he was very close to doing Skankfest this year. We had a yes from him. And then he pulled out, I think, because he didn't realize Skankfest was Legion of Skanks Festival. He said yes to Rebecca. And then he realized what it was. And he was like, no, fuck those guys. Which I like him. I really like, I'm a fan of TJ Miller. I think he's a great actor. I think he's a funny comic. He was funny on the show. You know, sometimes it's just like whatever it is. Like,
Valley.
You just, these little things, like, I like this. Me and Godfrey didn't like each other for years because it was just a dumb reason, and we just rubbed each other the wrong way, and it didn't work out. And then for years, it was like it brewed into this thing where we hated each other, and we'd like eyeball each other and give each other like nasty looks, talk shit about each other behind each other's backs. And then one day, I just saw Godfrey at the gym. It was me and him on the gym floor. That was it. And I was like, I can't not say anything. I was like, we're just here alone working out. Like, he's on a fucking elliptical. I'm jumping rope. We're both looking at each other. We're both keep on making eye contact through mirrors in the gym.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Eventually, I was like, I gotta say it. So I went up to him. I was like, hey, dude. And he was like, oh, what's up? And then I was like, I don't know why we have this like weird tension. And then we both talked and we were like, dude, this is retarded. Neither of us don't like each other. This is like, it was based off of a comedy club owner that was like trying to do this divide and conquer shit. So me and Godfrey are really close now. I love Godfrey. I think Godfrey's great. He's on the network, obviously. But yeah, sometimes
you should train with him, dude. You should see if you should ask if he can train you, because he is like crazy.
Yeah, but Godfrey's different. Godfrey's naturally in great shape. And he, yeah, it's really, his working out is very minimal. I've talked to Godfrey about what he does. So he has great muscle tone. That's not, yeah. I'm training with Diego for a mixed martial arts competition.
Yeah.
You'll do an elliptical with Godfrey. He's like, all you got to do is just be naturally gifted.
I don't know, man. It's just
like
this.
If we asked him how to do comedy too.
Yeah. He's like, I don't know. I'm funny, nigga.
Yes.
Yeah. I know. I'm hilarious everywhere I go.
And what am I supposed to do? Yeah. It just comes out. It's funny.
Yeah.
Godfrey's another one. People like to talk shit, right? Go watch Godfrey live in a comedy club. Murders.
Go sit at a table in a restaurant with Godfrey.
Oh, he's so funny.
And try to get a joke out.
Yeah, no. He's so funny. And
he's got voices. He's got everything.
Same thing as Yamanika. People talk shit on Yamanika. Yamanika on stage. Yamanika hits like fucking dudes hit harder than most dudes hit. Yeah. Right, she hits where you're like, fuck, I gotta follow Yamanika. She's one of those people. So you know, this is why I always try to separate like the social and political shit from everything else. For me, it's always been most important just being a comic. Like me and Godfrey and Yamanika and Jake Flores and all these people, I've always had this sort of like, oh, we're part of this sort of brotherhood, specifically Godfrey and Yamanika. We're part of this brotherhood, and it's racist. And I sort of felt like that was more important, as stupid as it might sound, than social or political or any of this, all these other beliefs. More importantly, first, we're all comics and we all sit at a table and make each other laugh. And then the other stuff is sort of a aside. And that's the relationship that I have with people like Godfrey and people like Yamanika, who you would see their social and political beliefs and some of the things they say on their shows or on social media. And it's in direct conflict with some of the things that I believe and that I say. But that doesn't matter. Who fucking cares? We should be. I learn from them. They learn from me. We have a conversation sometimes and you go like, oh shit, I never thought of it that way. You know? And I think that more people should sort of have that attitude. And I think we would get a lot further along. You're talking about progress. That's progressiveness. Being willing to have a conversation with people that don't think the exact same way as you, that's truly progress. And I don't think that people that claim to want progress, they adhere to that sort of thought process. They want to just shut people down, push people away, create these like, you know, subsects of society where everybody thinks a certain way. It's really dangerous. Really dangerous. So, all right, look, let's wrap this one up. This has been a great show. As always, I got to get out to Brooklyn and go train right now with Diego. Thank you guys for watching Real Ass Podcast. Go support, subscribe, go watch all the shows on the network. Use that promo code RAP. Get a 14-day free trial. And we will check you on Friday with the Real Ass Podcast. Peace.
That's all, folks.